Zeus Sports Podcast, presented by the Columbia Daily Tribune.
Hello and welcome to the Columbia Daily Tribune's Mizzou Sports Podcast. I'm your host again, Cameron T. Robinson. With me is Garrick Hodge, our sports editor. Danny Jones, who's usually host a few times, is not here today. He's down in Atlanta for the SEC Media Days. So I imagine you'll get a lot of content from him this week, probably two or three stories a day, a lot of blog posts. So stay tuned to the Columbia Daily Tribune for a lot of content this week from Danny. For now, you've got me and Garrick here to talk about a variety of things. Aren't you excited to be here, Garrick?
Yeah, I'm just excited that you're hosting again. I mean, if only Danny was here to defend his honor and say why he should be the host full-time. I think this is the most intriguing non-story in the Columbia Daily Tribune, the battle of who's going to host each podcast.
You know, I actually wouldn't mind it if Danny hosted every week. It's tough being the host. You got to actually think about where you're going. I told Danny this last time. He said,
heaven forbid that you put a rational thought together.
I just like to be I like to be the color commentator. I can just kind of ramble and ramble and ramble, and Danny has to steer us in a direction. That's I like that being my role in the podcast, but I don't mind hosting. I'm glad we got to get a chance to kind of get on here and talk a little bit. My Mizzou football credentials just got approved.
You were pretty worried about that.
Oh, I was. I didn't know if the Tribune was going to cover Mizzou football this year.
Well, I think we'll cover it.
I think we'll survive. Yeah. So we're going to talk about a few things today. First off, should we go Tribbies first? We'll go Tribbies first. So many of you may or may not know, Columbia Daily Tribune does, well, this would be the second year we do like a high school sports award ceremony. We do it at Mizzou Theater. Pretty cool event. I emceed it last year. I'll be emceeing it again this year with Rod Smith from KRCG. It's a really cool event. We just get a chance to honor a lot of the high school athletes, many of whom have Mizzou offers. So for your Mizzou fans out there. It's a cool event. We give out every player of the year award for every sport, athlete of the year, sportsmanship stuff. We usually have a guest speaker. Last year we had Jeremy Macklin. This year we have Alex Smith. We seem to have a curse because every time we get a guest speaker, they're on the Chiefs, and then by the time the event comes around, they're not on the Chiefs anymore. We might be cursing the Kansas City Chiefs. We apologize.
I told Danny he better pick his poison for next year, he wants for the tribute guest.
Right. Pick which Chiefs fan you don't want on the roster next year. He can be the guest speaker.
Yeah, well, that'll be an awkward conversation to have at the next Tribbies meeting.
It would. So the Tribbies are going to be this Thursday at 7 p.m. I believe doors open at 6 at Mizzou Theater.
I think doors open at 5:30.
Actually, yeah. Doors to the building open at 5:30. There's catered food, everything like that. Doors to I think the theater specifically open at 6. You can get your tickets online at, I have some talking points here. I'm just going to run through them.
Well, you better make darn sure you get those in.
I can get them in. I don't want to get yelled at by marketing. Bestofprep.columbiatribune.com. Again, that's bestofprep.columbiatribune.com. You can go there if you're an athlete. If you're an athlete and you feel like you should be nominated for one of these spots on a sport, or if you are a parent or an adult who knows of an athlete in Boone County that's very good at their sport and you want to see if they're nominated, you can go on that website. If they're nominated, please let them know, because if they don't know and they haven't RSVP'd, they will not get their ticket to the event. Tickets to the event for the athletes are free. Parents have to pay, I think it's like $45.
I believe 45 is correct, yes.
It's a pretty cool event. So, yeah, again, if you know of an athlete who's very good at their sport, please let them know or check for them. If you don't have info and you have not RSVP'd, you need to email us at marketing@columbiatribune.com. That will go to the marketing department, Deborah Marshall and Jake Lickman, or you can call them at 573-815-1813. Now, these talking points also say, or they can contact you, Cameron. So, I guess I'll give you my contact information as well.
You better write this down, folks.
Yeah. You can contact me. My email is C Robinson. I'll spell it for you. CROBINSON at ColumbiaTribune.com. Feel free to email me. Honestly, if you email me, I'm just going to forward it to the people in the marketing. So you'd probably be best off to email the marketing people.
Well, don't admit that.
I don't know all that information. I can't get you RSVP at the marketing department. So call the number at 573-815-1813 or the marketing email, which is marketing@ColumbiaTribune.com. I was also told to tell you all that tickets are still available for purchase through Thursday. which is the day of the event.
But going fast.
Yep. And you can also buy VIP tickets. Now, VIP tickets, there's only a set amount of them. VIP tickets get you a meet and greet with Alex Smith, a picture, and a signed autograph. Those are on sale now. You can get those, again, at bestofprep.columbiatribune.com. I believe those are $75.
I think you're right. Don't quote me on that.
Yeah, something around there. I think they're like $30 or $35 more than the original tickets. But again, you get like a whole half hour to meet and greet and kind of talk with Alex Smith. Not you. I mean, there's a group of people, but you get an autograph and things of that nature, as well as catered food.
You will get a lot of value for your money. You will certainly not go to waste.
Exactly.
I promise that.
You get to see me emcee this event and go completely off script, the script that I wrote, and see everybody just look at me and say, Cam, you're wasting time. Get off the stage.
I will have two eyes directly focused on you going, Cam, what are we doing?
It will be a good time.
You will also get to see Cam and I stare at the food that we won't be able to eat.
Yep.
So that will be pay-per-view viewing.
Yep. We will also interview Alex Smith on stage.
Yes, Cameron and I will both be on stage interviewing Alex. Yeah. And we came up with some pretty good questions. Yeah. I'm pretty excited to hear what he has to say.
What are you most looking forward to asking Alex Smith about?
Oh, I don't know if I should give this away or not. I mean, you know, talking points.
True, those were not talking points.
Well, I guess we can give away who the best athlete he ever played with is.
Okay, yeah. I'm curious about that, too.
And, you know what, let's give away one more. I definitely want to talk about his Urban Meyer experience. Obviously, Urban Meyer is a larger-than-life figure in college football, and it'll be really interesting.
See, I have two biases to those answers. The one answer, best athlete he's played with, My Mid-American Conference bias thinks he should say Kareem Hunt because I watched Kareem Hunt play in college. Two, when he played up in Toledo. Two, Urban Meyer is a BG. He coached at BG, my alma mater. Now, Urban Meyer is the best coach in college football, in my opinion, because he coached at BG and we made him. He is, a lot of people, like, there's a hashtag of like Mizzou made. Urban Meyer is BG made.
You seem pretty proud of that.
I am. I love me some Urban Meyer.
I mean, Kareem Hunt's a pretty good suggestion, though. Yeah. I thought it was going to be someone completely way off.
It could be Travis Kelce. He's a Cleveland guy.
Okay. Well, I'm not rolling my eyes yet, so. I mean, I guess they're very fair arguments.
I agree. So, if you haven't got tickets, I think you're going to want to come to this event. It's a pretty cool thing. Again, it's this Thursday, July 19th. If I can think off the date correctly.
Yes, it's the 19th.
Okay,
you can breathe easy.
All right, cool. July 19th, 7 p.m. at Missouri Theater, which is on 9th Street, corner 9th and Cherry, maybe? I don't know. I think so. Somewhere around there. Oh, it's on 9th Street. I know it's right next to Shakespeare's.
I'll be figuring out where it is in the next couple of days here.
Again, you can get your tickets at bestofprep.columbiatribune.com. Again, if you're an athlete who you think you should be nominated and you're not sure, check the website. And then if you need your RSVP info, email marketing@columbiatribune.com or call 573-815-1813.
So the whole premise of this event is just to, of course, honor the wonderful student athletes for Best of Prep.
Right.
It's a wonderful event and, you know, gives a lot of ability to get them some recognition. You put on the first one that the Tribune
did. Sorry about that. Ow.
As my train of thought just goes...
Yeah, right.
But you put on the very first one that the Columbia Daily Tribune has done last year. Yeah. What was your favorite part of the event?
Well, personally, my favorite part is the Hart Award. The Hart Award is a special award. It's not just like for somebody who's very, very talented. It's the Hart. It's an acronym, stands for Hart, obviously. Excellence.
It stands for Hart.
No, that's the H. That's the H in Hart.
Okay.
Excellence. I'm trying to spell how to spell Hart. Attitude, resilience, and tenacity. That's good spelling right there. That's why I write the words.
Okay.
I write all the words. Okay. So that was my favorite because it's an award that we give it to someone who is not only an excellent athlete, but somebody who has battled through something off the field and still keeps their grades up, still excels on the field, things of that nature. So that's always a really cool thing just because, I don't know, I remember seeing the parents of the athlete who won very surprised last year. I don't know if they were on the verge of tears. I think they were on the verge of tears. I don't know if they cried. Mm-hmm. Very dark in there sometimes. But it's a really cool thing because that means a lot more than just giving out athlete of the year. Because most of the times, a lot of times in those awards, a lot of people know who's going to win already. Now, I don't think it's going to be the same this year.
It was certainly not. I mean, we just finished our staff voting pretty recently.
It was very
difficult.
There were
some very difficult decisions on there.
Yeah. But that's always my favorite because it's a really cool award and it means a lot to a lot of different people.
I mean, just we just spoke on it 20 seconds ago, but how competitive were all these races? I mean, you and I and Danny and our two interns had a... I don't want to say it was heated in there, because
it wasn't, but we
had some pretty interesting conversations going on and arguments to be made for certain candidates.
Right, and it was never like a thing where we were all just like, oh yeah, that's the person. It was always like, maybe there's an argument for this person, or maybe there's an argument for this person, or maybe for this person that we didn't even think of. I think this year specifically was a lot harder than last year, and I think that's just because I think athletics in this town this year, or in this county this year, were really, really good, from the large schools like Rock Ridge and Hickman and Battle all the way to the small schools of Centralia and Harrisburg. I just think all around it was just a lot of really talented athletes this year.
There were a few layup for categories, but not very many.
No, not very many at all.
We just looked at the list of the awards, and every single one you would go down, you're just like, well, you could make a case for this athlete, you could make a case for this athlete, and honestly, that was one of the hardest parts of our summer, trying to figure 100%. Out this whole thing.
Yep, 100%. Since all the sports ended, that was without a doubt the hardest part of the summer. But yeah, I think we got them nailed down pretty well.
I think we did a very good job selecting the winners.
Yeah. So if you want to yell at somebody, call Kaj.
I will pull a Cameron and forward it over to Cameron, because apparently that's the way we do email protocol here. So feel free to email your complaints to me, and I will forward them on to Cameron, because this is all his fault, and I will hear no argument otherwise. But if you like our suggestions, yes, feel free to email telling me how much you appreciate our selection.
Yeah, that was all Garrick. That was all Garrick.
Yes, of course.
Again, you should come. It's a fun event. You get food. You get to see Alex Smith talk, and you get to see SMC and interview Alex Smith. So what else?
That's your money's worth.
Yeah.
Right,
what else could you ask for? I mean, you get to see me embarrass myself in front of, I don't know, hundreds of people. I want to say there were probably like 600-700 people there last year. Like, the theater was full last year. So you get to see me pronounce names wrong.
No, don't do that. We should have a pronunciation guide.
We should. I pronounced like 2 or 3 people last year, and I remember being on stage and going, I don't know how to pronounce this. Maybe, like, to the crowd.
Maybe we should confer with Rod, see if he's got pronunciation.
Yeah, he might have him.
TV
guy.
Yeah, he is a TV guy.
Yeah,
those pronunciations are more his thing.
Yeah, true.
Well, I'm going to set the under over at 2.5 for how many times you go off script.
Oh, I'll go off script way more than that.
All right, so 4.5.
That's probably fair.
All right.
Yeah.
Boys, come to the Tribbies to see how many times Cameron T. Robinson goes off script.
Well, considering I wrote the script, I hope I don't go off my own script.
You might.
But I probably will.
You might.
I probably will.
I mean, just hearing your podcast conversations off mic is certainly an opportunity to go off script.
Exactly. So, again, if you need the website again, although you should have already been looking it up and bought your ticket while we've been talking here for like 8 minutes. But again, the website is bestofprep.columbiatribune.com. You can buy your tickets there. Also, athletes, you can RSVP on the website. If you need your RSVP info, email marketing@columbiatribune.com or call 573-815-1813. So I think that brings to the end all of our Tribbies information.
I think so.
Now we can get into some Mizzou talk.
Oh, it's SEC Media Days. You know what that means.
It's the best time of the year.
Cliche City.
Yeah, exactly. Atlanta becomes named Cliche City for a week.
Daniel Jones is going to get a lot of I'm in the best shape of my life quotes. Yeah. We're going to get off the bus running.
Yep.
It's going to be a very physical football team. This quarterback has a strong arm.
Yep.
He's developing nicely. You're definitely going to get a lot of he's a fine young man.
Yep.
Definitely going to get a lot of those. And last but certainly not least, we don't care about what preseason predictions say.
Exactly. So it'll be interesting. I always find like, I don't know. Here's my thing about SEC Media Days, or just Media Days in general, is if I was a coach or if I was a player, I would go in there and be the most boring person in the world, purposely. Because I always thought of like not overselling myself. Sell you, if you just go in there even keeled, no one's going to be like, oh my God, this team's going to be incredible. Look at this guy. He has all this expectation for his team. He's a very outgoing, kind of funny person. And then your expectations are set really high. Now, if you go in there and be like, we're getting better, blah, 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 be boring as you can be, set your expectations kind of low, and you have a good season, you have beat what people expected of you.
I mean, it works differently for every player. Yeah. I mean, like, for you in particular, that would work well for you.
I agree.
It's going to work well for a lot of Mizzou guys if they take the even keel kind of approach. But then there's your other guys, like Richard Sherman is a really good example.
Yeah.
That he, like, lives off the media stuff, and he lives off the trash talk.
Yeah.
And there was a feature story on him way back when that his coach, like, told him to, hey, rein it in. for a season, and that was the worst season of his career. Yeah, yeah. And then the coach is like, all right, just go out and trash talk. Yeah, yeah. Do what you have to do. Yeah. So every player is different, and that's why I think a coach's job is just so fascinating, to try to get the most out of completely different personalities
I agree. Yeah, so it'd be interesting. Let's just see what everybody says. I don't know. When the ranking should be coming out at some point this week.
I think... Yeah,
I believe so.
Within the next few days,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, I believe so. Sometime this week. So it'll be interesting to see where Mizzou is. I imagine they'd be somewhere in the top two or three of their division.
The first official preseason Missouri depth chart is out for football. Not a whole lot of surprises on there. You're going to fall on the floor after I tell you this, but Drew Locke is the projected starter at quarterback. Yes. I know. Please, someone get in here and revive him. But running back is very undecided. There's a big or in the middle between Roundtree.
And I think both of those guys are going to get time. I don't think it's one or the other. I think you're going to see those guys split time for sure, because Larry Roundtree had a really good year last year when Demaree got hurt. And I think they like having two backs, especially with – oh, my goodness, I'm blanking. Guys. I'm blanking. Never mind. Whatever. I don't remember what I was even talking about.
Well, all right.
Oh, my goodness. I don't remember what I was
talking about. You know, that concussion after the Drew Lock news.
It was me hitting my hand on my head on the floor.
After that Drew Lock starting news has just completely warped his brain.
Yeah. I bet they're going to use both of them. It's not going to be Demario's number one and Larry's not going to touch the field at all. They're going to use both those guys for sure.
Yeah, I would think so, especially with his injury concerns in freshman year. Ben Browntree's emergence last year. Yeah. So I think their running back position might be the most interesting thing about their team.
Yeah, I agree.
Because they can get some production out of them, they are going to go from a very good offense to a great offense.
Last year, they were really good when they let the running game establish their offense, where they didn't just kind of just go, Drew, just throw the ball every time. That's how we're going to start out a game. It just didn't work. Their running game established a lot of things for them, and I thought that's when they were really at their best last year. So I would expect those two to be very, very important this year.
SEC commissioner touched on the new gambling federal laws and how that may relate to the SEC. Daniel will have – I'm not going to give away what he said. You're going to have to read the Columbia Daily Tribune.
Yeah, you can't give all that away.
He's going to have a notebook on that, so you can find that online later tonight. Or you can read it in the print edition of Tuesday's Columbia Daily Tribune. Either one works.
Yep.
Jimbo Fisher had his first press conference at A&M. I still think it's really weird that he's there.
Yeah.
But
Ish Witter, that's who I was thinking about.
Jesus.
I was waiting for it. I couldn't find it.
What? Say that again. You said it so loud.
Ish Witter. That's the running back I was thinking of last year, the senior. I don't know why I couldn't think of Ish's name. Oh my goodness.
You almost gave me a heart attack. Way that I gave you one when I told you Drew Lock was a starting quarterback.
So you're welcome. That's payback. But yeah, so okay, go ahead. I was thinking of the running back who they had the dual back with him and Larry last year. It was Ish, who really had a really, really good senior year last year. So anyway, go back. You said Jimbo.
I just thought it was really weird that to see Jimbo representing a different school than Florida State. And, didn't say anything too out of the ordinary. He lives in Cliche City, just like the rest of us do in Atlanta.
Yep.
But
just like everybody at every
unless, I mean, there's something wild that he said at the end of it that I missed because I stepped out at the very tail end. But no, it's I'm very excited to hear what Odom has to say on Wednesday and hear from Drew and hear from Becker and all those guys. And I'm very excited to read Danny's coverage because he's also going to hopefully have some podcasts for us. He's going to talk to some national heads. We don't know who yet, but he's working on that. And he's certainly going to try. It's going to be a very podcast-heavy week for you guys. So we're certainly
giving you everything you want.
Yes.
We are your podcast hub. We are your Mizzou podcast hub. You want Mizzou podcasts, we got them all.
Yeah, we're certainly not going to cheat you this week. Nope. There's going to be some interesting podcast stuff I'm very excited about.
I agree. I guess really briefly, if that's all we have for ACC Media Days, we can...
Leaving Cliche City on to greener pastures.
Yeah. We'll touch on the Peach Jam real quick, which was all of last week. A lot of Mizzou targets down there, specifically in the 2019 class, which I guess what I'll specifically touch on. Oh my God, there were just so many. Pretty much the whole Bradley Beal elite team is a Mizzou target. EJ Liddell's a major one. Mario McKinney. Terrence Hargrove was, but he's going to SLU. I'm trying to think of some other people. The Mocan team, Malik Hall, Isaiah Mosley, Christian Braun, which is Parker Braun, who's the preferred walk-on now, his brother. Mocan actually finished in the semifinals. They lost to the Team Takeover, who eventually won the tournament, I believe. Bradley Beal Elite did not get out of their pool, so they did not make bracket play. a few others, but Mario McKinney had a really good weekend, I think it was something that came out. Mario McKinney said that, I think it was from Alex Schiffer, the Star. I saw him tweet that, like, McKinney said that him and E.J. Liddell want to be a package deal. Now, package deals hardly ever go through. I think the only one I can think of was Jaleel and Tyus Jones back when they went to Duke. That's the most recent one I can think of, just because a lot of teams go in different ways to try to pick up people. Now, E.J. Liddell's recruiting is going national now. Like, Duke is now really into him. He's already gotten off of Villanova. He's going big time. So I think Mizzou's thing is like, hey, EJ, we were here at the beginning. Keep us here. Come stay in kind of this area. Illinois is probably hoping for the same thing since he was Mr. Illinois last year in basketball. So trying to think of anything else basketball-wise.
As our resident basketball expert, in addition to being our now resident World Cup expert because of a bet that he made with Daniel on the big show.
That's correct.
Cameron... picked the correct World Cup final winner. He was very gracious. He didn't have any gloating at all.
I didn't gloat.
Oh, he was gloating like a son of a gun. But as our resident basketball expert, how much would you take stock into these AAU tournaments and just maybe give the, you know, fan base what these are like?
They're almost like pickup games sometimes. There's usually not a lot of defense played unless there's kids who are like, that's their game. There's a lot of scoring. I think you saw, Rocket Watts, who's from Detroit, big time prospect, had 43 in a game.
He's been getting a lot of love.
Yeah. He just announced his top 7 or 8 and had Mizzou in that. So there's a lot of, like love for AAU tournaments, but it's just, I don't know. There's a big crowd, especially Peach Jam. I think that's one of the most competitive ones there, though, because people really want to win that one. But again, it's a lot of talented people, a lot of coaches watching. I don't know really how to describe them.
I always find AAU very interesting because there's some basketball purists that just hate it and just can't stand it because, like you said, it's defense optional for the most part. Yeah. And then you see all these NBA draft picks that like bring their AAU coach with them, and they're like father figures in their lives. And
I think AAU plays a part in a lot of people's lives because a lot of people get noticed there. I don't think Xavier Pinson is at Mizzou unless he gets noticed on the AAU circuit because he's kind of an undersized, kind of small guard. But Mizzou noticed him for his passing and ball handling ability, and now he's playing major D1 basketball. So it's a big part in a lot of people's lives. Now, I don't think it's necessarily the perfect way to see how good someone is. I think that's definitely, I think it's better to see that than their high school game, because high school, they're playing against, anybody. There's not a lot. The talent in high school compared to AAU circuit it's not even comparable. Like, the AAU circuit is so much better. But again, like you said, some of it's really defense optional. You do see a lot of athleticism. You see which people stand out, just like from the eye test in that sense, though, as well.
It would be really interesting to hear coaches speak on how much they put stock into these in terms of evaluating players. Yeah. I talked to a former, he's still a Division I coach, but he's more of a defensive coach. And he basically told me off the record, of course, the way they play defense is a joke. Yeah. So it's very hard to evaluate this. Yeah. That was his exact words. So. I don't know. It would be interesting to get, an offensive-minded coach's perspective on all this.
But it is beneficial, at least from the media aspect, to go there maybe 1 or 2 days. I don't know if I could stay the whole week there, but like, you're talking to kids, seeing how their recruiting's going. There's a lot of coaches there watching. I think the biggest benefit is that's a very pressure-filled place for these high school kids, and they get a chance to play on a bigger stage with a lot of pressure very early in their careers. That just prepares them for wherever they're going in the next level.
Yeah, I think that's about all we got on the basketball circuit, unless you got anything else.
Nope, that's about it. I'm all best. I'm all peach jammed out.
All right. Well, Tribbies is this Thursday.
Again.
We hope to see you there.
Again, the website is, I'm going to plug this one more time, bestofprep.columbiatribune.com. The phone number to call, if you just want to call and get a ticket, is 573-815-1813.
Cameron and I will be there. We'll be staring at that buffet until
watching you guys eat it.
Ready to be on the stage interviewing Alex Smith.
Yep. So again, I appreciate you guys listening. Subscribe and rate us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast from. If we don't have anything else, Danny, cue the outro music from Atlanta, Georgia.
Sure.
and subscribe to Mizzou's Sports Podcast at iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher.